Westlock. Due to a lack of trained, registered nurses, Alberta Health Services, AHS, is temporarily shutting down obstetrical services at the Westlock Healthcare Centre until October 31. The decision to pause obstetric services is not made lightly, said AHS Chief North Zone Officer Stacey Greening. We believe in the importance of nearby healthcare in rural communities and are working to return to regular service as soon as possible. However, we must have the trained staff who are integral to quality care and patient safety. Local physicians will continue to provide care to current and future obstetrical patients until the late stages of pregnancy, before transitioning their care to another physician who will assist in their delivery. Patients will be able to receive postnatal care for themselves and their infant with their family physician in Westlock. This decision is related to patient safety and patient experience, not financial issues, said Greening. No job losses will occur at the site as a result, and it does not impact any other services offered at the hospital. Athabasca Barrhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken called the closure a short-term situation, and said AHS officials are very confident that it's going to rectify itself in the time that's been allotted, so it will come back around. The MLA said that the closure comes down to how medical professionals assess the risks, something that has changed significantly since he and his wife started their family. Now, if there is no ability to provide a C-section, they just close down the ward, and I think that's just the reality of the way they do risk assessment now, he said. In a release, NDP critic for status of women Janice Irwin said expectant parents in Westlock who have been planning to give birth in their own community should be able to do so. The UCP has pushed expectant families into crisis. Albertans cannot trust the UCP with their health care, said Irwin. Obstetrics have also been halted in Slave Lake, Edson, Whitecourt, Barrhead, Lac La Biche, St. Paul, and Three Hills, as well as Fort Saskatchewan, Bonnyville, and Rocky Mountain House earlier this year. Families in Rimby and Sundree have been without obstetrics for more than a year. The UCP's escalating closure of obstetrical services across the province is forcing families to pay more out of pocket for travel and accommodations as the cost of living skyrockets and to take on much more stress during an already stressful time, reads Irwin's release in part. AHS stated that all expectant mothers are being contacted directly through their family physician to ensure they have the support they need, including having a plan in place and a location where they can safely deliver their babies. With files from Chris Zwick, Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.